Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
All right, let's move on to tight ends. Kelce at one. I still have Mark Andrews at number two this week because of the good matchup. I wanted to move him out. But, like, who are you playing over him this week, right? Like, TJ Hockenson, right, who I have at three. Dalton Schultz in a tough matchup against Philly. George Kittle, tough matchup against Washington. Like, I have those guys at 3, 4, and 5, respectively. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dallas Goedert, you know, he's back this week. You know, I have him at 6. Playing him over Evan Ingram, who I have at 7, because of the weather concerns tonight. I can understand being a little concerned about limited snaps for Goddard, though. But I don't think Goddard will be too limited in this one. He was close to coming back last week. I knew for a fact that he was not going to be limited, he was going to play he was going to have full route participation, I would have him much higher than this, I think.
Would you put him at 3? Also,
I think so. I think I would put him at 3 over TJ Hockenson. I might even put him over Mark Andrews, to be honest with you.
I think that matchup, you know, for Mark Andrews. Is Lamar going to be back? Like, do we know? Like, he might be
back.
We
don't know. He hasn't practiced yet at all. He hasn't even put in a limited practice yet. And today is the day where he needs a limited practice or not, because they play on Saturday. So if he doesn't practice today, he's likely going to be out.
That's true. Sorry, go ahead. I cut you off.
It's okay. I mean, Goddard had a great game with Gardner Minshew last year against the Jets. So it's possible that Minshew does look his way. So I think Goddard is a little bit of an upside play, but got to remember, like, Dallas is also a tough matchup for tight ends too, right? So just keep that in mind.
You could point to Evan Ingram last week and be like, oh, well, Dallas allowed him to have like almost 40 points. No, not 40 points, 12 points. That was 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not the case.
Evan Ingram was still being targeted, right? He still put up solid numbers, like, for a tight end. So, you know, Evan Ingram probably had one of the better tight ends to tight end days against Dallas this year.
Yeah, no, that was the case, you know. And I think that's because he doesn't run like a traditional tight end. You know, he actually lines up. He can run like a receiver. Yeah. He didn't look like a receiver when he's running out there. A tight end. He looks like a receiver. But Dallas Goedert, I think he's an upside play. I think he has a case. You can make a case that he could finish higher than everyone but Travis Kelce. And Evan Ingram, the matchup, the weather isn't very good. I think he's right there with Dallas Goedert, though, in terms of, you know, how confident I am in them producing. Evan Engram, for different reasons, the weather would be kind of like the injury factor going for Dallas Goedert. So I like both of them. I think both of them could easily finish higher. But once you get out of this range, I know we have Darren Waller at 8 next. And he looked all right coming back. He didn't have a quiet day, which was pretty cool. Outside of this range, it's just a crapshoot. Like, just take your pick. You know, someone's going to have to score points and finish in the top 10 after these guys.
But you're right, though. Evan Engram did run almost 50% of his routes last week from the slot. So that's a good call out right there. So, you know, not a traditional tight end. Ran 50% in line, 50% in the slot last week. So, you know, a little bit different for him because you might have to put a little bit of extra coverage on a tight end who's running out of the slot. So, you know, Darren Waller, I have him at 8. He did catch that touchdown last week. Going to be more of a full-time player this week. Gerald Everett against Indy at 9. I got Taysom Hill at 10. I you know, it's possible, you know, with the weather concerns in Cleveland, like, it's possible they have to run the ball a ton. I can see Hill being used in the run game. I can see him being used near the goal line if they get down there. So I have him ranked a little higher this week because I think he'll be needed and he has some upside.
I think this is a game Taylor built for Taysom Hill. You know? And we talked about this a little bit. You know, the gadget plays might be aplenty in a game where that traditional offense might not work. You know, I think Taysom Hill will thrive in this type of game. Obviously, like you said, if they're going to be running the ball, Alvin Kamara, they don't want to give him a full, you know, complement of carries or touches at all this season. So maybe they'll just work Taysom Hill in. It's been a committee all season, whether it's been David Johnson or Taysom Hill, you know, just getting the random touches. I like Taysom Hill this week. You know, obviously, Juwan Johnson would be the more, you know, traditional start in a regular matchup because, you know, the pass catching would be much better in a game where there isn't 30-mile-an-hour consistent winds. But Taysom Hill, we've seen him get used in a ground game, and he's been vulturing touchdowns and long runs from Alvin Kamara for a long time, and especially this season. So I think you could look at Taysom Hill as an upside start this week at tight end because he's not going to be playing that traditional tight end role.
Dawson Knox, you know, he's come on a little bit over the last couple of weeks, so he gets an upgrade.
Yeah.
Cole Kmet against Buffalo, you know, he's really all Justin Fields has. He's been getting at least a 25% target share in his last few games, just that Justin Fields isn't throwing the ball, you know, 20, he's only throwing the ball 20, 22 times. So, you know, including last week, he had a 25% target share. So still a solid start, but I don't know if he has, you know, a ton of upside in Chicago in a game where it's going to be, the weather is going to be kind of shitty. That's my only concern with him. However, you know, if they're able to move the ball against Buffalo, like, and they get near the goal line, like, that's all Cole Kmet right there. So, you know, he could definitely have, you know, he could definitely score a touchdown in this game. He didn't score last week, so he's due because all he does is score touchdowns, you know, before Justin Fields got hurt.
Yeah.
Pat Freiermuth with the donut last week, he's at 13, you know, still starting him over Greg Dulcich, you know, with Kenny Pickett back. Noah Fant at 15 with Tyler Lockett out. I bumped him up just a little bit. Tyler Higbee's route participation plummeted last week, you know, but he still got it done. You know, was targeted at a high, you know, rate per route run. So I have him at 16. Juwan Johnson, you mentioned him. I have him at 17. I'd have him a lot higher if he wasn't going to play in such a terrible, you know, windy condition game in Cleveland on Saturday. You know, Hunter Henry at 18, David Njoku at 19. You know, same conditions for David Njoku, you know, in Cleveland this week. And Trey McBride, I have him at 20. I mentioned him, you know, who has seen, he seemed to be a favorite of Trace McSorley. So, you know, you could take a shot there in nice and dry Arizona.
Yeah. I mean, you look at all these guys. Like, any names stick out to you as like, oh, yeah, he could actually finish a little higher than we have him ranked? Like, nobody Trey McBride. Really does that to me. Trey McBride, okay, maybe. I mean, if you haven't ranked as a 20, you know, then I guess that's one thing.
That's why. That's
if
why.
If there's one I had to pick, if I had to pick one, I would maybe go Noah Fant. Because with Tyler Lockett out, you know, we talked about those targets. They have to go somewhere. Maybe he gets a touchdown. He sneaks one in against Kansas City because it's going to be a high-scoring game. I would look at him for maybe some upside out of this group. Like,
right.
I think Noah Fant has way more upside this week than maybe Pat Freiermuth, especially with Kenny Pickett back.
I can see that. I can see that. Yeah. I had Juwan Johnson in the league. I picked up Noah Fant to start over Juwan Johnson because I can't start Juwan in those weather conditions, unfortunately. And
if
Fant wasn't available, I think I would just start Juwan at that point.
Yeah. And hope for the best. But that's pretty much what you're doing nowadays, crossing your fingers and hoping for the best at tight end.
You know, exactly.
We're almost to the end. We can stop worrying about tight end, who we're starting at tight end in fantasy. We got two more weeks after this. pretty much man. One significant week, yeah.
So our first matchup is tonight. Good luck, everybody. You know, that's going to do it for this episode. We appreciate you guys. You know, it would mean the world to us if you could just hit subscribe on the podcast, whether that's on Apple Podcast or on Spotify. That would mean the world to us. That helps us out a ton. You guys don't even know how much that would help us. So we appreciate you guys. We'll be back tomorrow with our start sit question answer show. All right, you guys will join us. We'll answer questions live. We'll go over some underdog picks, and we'll do some drafts as well for this weekend. So that should be some fun. Right. If you don't listen to tomorrow's episode, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, have a great weekend, enjoy some time with your family and all that. And I know I will.
Watch football,
Zach. Watch football. That's important too. All right, guys. Zach, take it easy, dude.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.